Dream Street billboard on Interstate 10 is cantilevered over the Union Pacific main line into Los Angeles. The Chancellor media crew fished out an extra safety harness and sent me up in a bucket truck so I could photograph the installation. Trains rumbled past beneath us. Once they installed a three-dimensional Santa head on this same billboard. A freight train came along as the crew struggled with the giant Santa head. In a flash of twisting silver, a torque wrench fell. It clattered onto the deck of a freight car and was carried slowly away on an eastbound train. Their biggest customers were strip clubs, according to Mark. Not only do the strip clubs take a lot of boards, but they also rotate different billboard phases from location to location once a month. These constant changeouts are done on the theory that men's lust for a desirable woman declines once she becomes familiar, even if she's 12 feet by 40 feet and has breasts as big as refrigerators. In fact, said Mark, once they finished the young Holmes job, a strip club board was next. It's great, he said. Tits bigger than you and right in your face.